Soon, the Hotel Jordan came into view. It appeared to be slightly more substantial, with two stories and a porch on the front, and a plank sidewalk extending in front of it. The lots on both sides of it were vacant, as if in anticipation of future growth. Matt stopped his horse to look over the hotel and figure his next move and how he could arrange a meeting with Melinda. Suddenly, the hairs on the back of his neck seemed to tingle, and he sensed, rather than saw, the glint of morning sunlight off the gun barrel on the roof of the hotel.
Yeah!
Matt spurred his horse and dropped his head to the horse's neck. Matt urged his mount toward the hotel at full speed. Without slowing the horse, the young adventurer slipped his right foot out of the saddle and leaped toward the ground. Matt rolled in the dusty street behind a horse trough, pulling his own revolver. Matt had no illusion that one of his bullets would find its intended target, but it might put his attacker on the defensive. The bullet sent splinters flying, but did no other damage. The horse rushing toward the hotel was a different matter. It could not stop in time and crashed into the porch. It panicked, reared on its hind legs, and brought its front legs down through the front wall. Suddenly, there were men swarming out of the hotel as Matt's horse turned and ran in the opposite direction. If they were aware of the shooting, they gave no indication of it, and they apparently did not see Matt. No other shots came from the roof, so Matt raced from behind the water trough to a corner of the porch roof. He holstered his gun to get a better grip on the rafters. The men by the damaged hotel front did not even notice Matt as he jumped up and with an easy athletic grace spun himself to the porch roof and pulled his gun again. The roof was at a slight pitch, making it easy for him to run across it toward where the shots had come from, a higher part of the roof that covered the hotel itself. He moved slowly at first, until he was sure that he was not making himself an easy target and that the roof was strong enough to hold him. Matt looked around, wondering if he had missed the attacker. He got his answer from behind a chimney. Matt fell to the roof and moved toward the chimney. He circled it in time to see only a blur of black going toward the rear of the building. In the few seconds it took Matt to cross the length of the roof, his attacker had made it to the edge and was making his escape. At the rear of the building, a black hat was descending almost out of sight toward the ground, and a pair of hands was holding onto the roof.
Stop! I got you covered. Don't move and I'll let you live.
One hand let go, and the other was about to do the same. Matt thought quickly and decided he could let the man drop to the ground where he would be an easy target from the high vantage point of the roof. The second hand let go. Matt took a quick step, and his foot hit a rotten part of the roof. Matt rolled himself in a ball and tried to land as softly as he could.